John chapter number 5. Bible says, verse number 1, he said that after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Now, for an angel went down and a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus saith unto him, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." And he answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee." And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My father worketh hitherto, and I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth to him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God be my help, on so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. As we look at this and we can see the Lord is speaking here, and he's, if you'll notice this here, the emphasis is really on the Father. It's not on the Son, and it never has been. The emphasis that the Lord always puts is on the Father, the God of glory. We see it as in this story as this impotent fellow that's lying by the pool of Bethesda, and he's been there for a long time, and Jesus recognizes that, and he asked the fellow, he said, "Hey, wilt thou be made whole?" Now, every one of us would like to be made whole. Every one of us like to get rid of our infirmities. Amen? They so easily beset us, but I'm glad God, there's a God of heaven that one day is going to take us away from all that. Amen, ain't you? But the fellow is there, and he says, "Yes, and Lord, I'd like to be, but by the time I get up, when the waters are troubled, God would send the angel of the Lord down. He would trouble the waters. When the waters troubled, the first one to get in was healed." And he's laid there, and the waters is troubled, and by the time he can get somebody to help him get in, of course, somebody else has already went ahead of him. So Jesus tells him to rise. He asked him to be healed. He said, "Sure, I'd love to be healed." And Jesus says, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately, the Bible says, the man took up his bed and walked. And he got up, praise God. Amen. Didn't have years and years of therapy. Didn't have to try different things. Didn't have to go on a regimen of medication or a health kick. Praise God, as soon as the Lord Jesus touched him, he was made whole. That's what happens when he saves you, by the way. By the marvelous grace of God, when you realize you're an old sinner in need of a Savior, praise God, he come to where you was, showed you as a sinner, and got you to realize that, worked it from your head to your heart, and you confessed, asked God to forgive you sin, invite him to come in your heart, and he did. Amen. It didn't take him 2 or 3 weeks to do that. He did that right now. Quick, fast, in a hurry, immediately. Amen. Forthwith, none, as Mark would say. Praise God. It's a book of action. We appreciate that. That's what God does. God, the Lord is always acting, like always working. And he told him, he said, take up thy bed and walk. And he took up his bed and he walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. Uh-oh. So we see this here in the Pharisees, these old hypocrites. They see this man. Now, they wasn't rejoicing this man had been, he had been in a bad state for a long, long time. Amen. They ought to have been rejoicing, praise God. Hey, praise the Lord. You know, God's healed him. No, they wasn't. They were bitter. They were bitter because the Lord Jesus, because somebody had told this man to take up his bed and walk, and it's the Sabbath. Amen. Jesus said in one place, he said, hey, the Sabbath made for man, not man for the Sabbath, praise God. The Sabbath was made for man, praise the Lord. But he said, he tells them here, and they said, who told you to take up your bed and walk? He said, this is a Sabbath. And he said, well, I don't know who it was. I don't know who it was that told me to take up my bed and walk. And then Jesus comes to him, findeth him in the temple, verse 14, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Amen. So this guy got to meet Jesus again. After he was made whole. And then, of course, the man departed and told Jews it was Jesus, which had made him whole. So they decided from there that they sought to slay him, the Jews, amen, sought to slay Jesus because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But notice what Jesus tells them in verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Have you ever thought that that God gave the Jews, he gave Israel, he gave the Hebrews the Sabbath, a seventh day rest? God never took no time off. Amen? Ain't you glad he don't? Praise God. He's still working. And Jesus tells him here just plain as your nose on your face. He said, my Father worketh. Hey, praise God, whether it's the Sabbath or whether it's the first day of the week or the last day. He said, praise God, that my Father's working. And this is what he says, and I work. He said, praise God. He said, my Father's working. I'm going to work. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he begins to explain to them here. They thought the more to kill him because he had not only broken the Sabbath but said also that God was his Father. Making himself equal to God. I won't tell him, praise God, he is. He was. Amen. He was the precious Lamb of God. He was the Lord Jesus Christ that came from heaven, born of a virgin, praise God. He said he could do nothing by himself, just like me and you. We can't do nothing without him. He's no use to even try, praise the Lord. But we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, what Paul said. But Jesus said, I'm not going to do anything without my Father. He said, what I see him do, that's what I'm going to do. So you see the emphasis that the Lord puts here is on the Father. Amen. What the Father could do. The power, praise God. Amen. To rise up to his will, to do the things that God would please with. Because the Father is continually working. He told us, thou ready nor hearing, he said he worketh hitherto. Amen. He's always working. Ain't you glad for that? I mean, in our little old bitty minds, we may sometimes think, well, you know, the Lord just must, God must not care about me. He's just forgot about me. He's off, praise God. I won't tell you, he's probably working on you round the clock. Amen. Because he is me. He's working on me all the time, praise God, to make me just a little bit better, to help me just a little bit more. I thank God for that, praise God. That's who he is. But we see the Father, and he gives an emphasis to the Father. But verse 24, I want to look at this right quickly. If God will bear help, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Now, he's done talked about the Father. He said, you see the Father, said, then you see me. Amen, praise God. He said, if you can't see the Father, See, that's what Jesus done in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, he told the disciples, he said, let not your heart be troubled. They were troubled. They were upset. They were fearful. They done found out Jesus was going to leave them. They didn't know what to. They had 3.5 years have already got accustomed to him being there every day. Amen? But he says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God. Amen? If we're ever going to have a starting point in our relationships, praise God, in our Christian life, we're going to have to believe God. Believe in God. Amen? We have to believe in God. I think everybody in here believes in God. Praise God. The great I am. Amen? And Jesus said, if you believe in God, said, believe in me also. So we put our faith in God Almighty, as the Lord tells us here, praise God, we put our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. He said, believe on the one. He said, believe in God. Who is God? He's the one that sent Jesus, praise God. Amen. He sent the one of Jesus. So he said, he was trying to tell them here, said, if you believe in God, he said, then you can believe in me. And if you believe in God, then you will believe in me. Amen. Praise God. That's just the way it works. And he tells you, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. Believe in God. That's what he said. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Put your faith, trust in God. And believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because they have the power and the ability to help us along the way. And we need them all the time. Praise God. And we need them more today than we ever have. Praise the Lord. But said, believe on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. Now watch this. He said, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation. Amen? He said, we won't come into judgment, because the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the power of his might, praise God, when that judgment comes, see, that judgment's decided. Praise God, it's decided for us. What are you talking about? I said a person's eternal destination is decided in Christ Jesus. It's no longer possible for that one that's been given eternal life, praise God, to come into condemnation. Hello? Amen. You say that, it makes the devil mad. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Oh, just exactly what God said here. He said, those that believe on Father, believe on the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, praise God, hath everlasting life. And those that have everlasting life, those that's been born again, praise the Lord, listen to what he says, shall not come into condemnation. He said, we won't come into judgment, praise the Lord. Oh, there's going to be a day of judgment. We're going to stand for the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, praise God. But it's not for judgment. It's for rewards. Amen. It's for receiving the beer. Hey, praise God, that's where we pick up our inheritance at. Amen. When we get over on the other side. It's those things that Peter said that God has laid up and kept in store for us. Those things that you and I did for His glory. Amen. Those little deeds, those little things that we did that makes him smile. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? I wonder what if we just worked just in your mind and in your heart, say, praise God, I want to do something today. I want to do something right now that'll make God smile. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think you get, praise the Lord, you get a big old smile out of me. You go, cha-ching. Amen. Put on your account for the glory of God. But he said that those believers, the Lord tells them here, praise God, he said, listen, he said, it's about my Father in heaven, praise God. You Jews say that you believe in God, that they is God, they's one God, an only God, Jehovah God, but you don't believe what he's told you. He don't believe that he sent me. Praise God, it's written in the volume of the book of me, but you don't believe. There's a whole lot of people today that don't believe. There's people that say, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're unbelievers. They're lost, praise God. They'll stand in judgment, praise God. They'll end up in that condemnation. Amen. They'll have to give an answer for their unbelief. God help them. Christ, I'm glad that he tells us that he that hath everlasting life. That's life that lasts forever. Amen. It's not fleeting. It's not momentary. It's not something that we have and then we have not. Praise God. He said we're born again. Praise God. Our sins are gone. When we put our faith, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the finished work of Calvary takes our sins away. Amen. The blood that shed, the blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God, it takes our sin away. Look what he says. He said we have passed from death unto life. Praise the Lord. From death, but is passed from death unto life. That's present tense. That's not in the future. That's not tomorrow or the next day or next week or next year, praise God. He said that's right now when we're truly saved and born again. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now what's wrong with most church people today? Let me just tell you where we miss it. We believe that he's Bobby's Savior. Amen. Yeah, we believe, Jesus is Bobby's Savior. Jesus is Brother Junior's Savior. But we don't claim him as our Savior. Amen? He's Mama's Savior. He's Papa's Savior. He's Mama's Savior. Praise God. We better bring it down to its personal, praise God. Just as Jesus, praise God, was the Son of the Father, and he was trusting the Father. He believed. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. We need to have that relationship. Realize, praise God, that because of the cross of Calvary, our sins are gone. Amen. Praise God. We've been forgiven. It's present salvation. Not salvation one day when we get over yonder. If you wait till you get over yonder, it won't be good. Amen. Because you come in before God without salvation, praise God, it'll be in the great white throne judgment where they will be condemnation. Amen. They will be condemned. They will be judgment for sinfulness. And that biggest sin is rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So we said that we have this. He said, I've passed from death unto life. It's a present salvation that we have right now. Amen. But if I didn't have it, if I didn't know for sure I have it, I'd jump up right now and come to the altar and say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. I'm just as wicked as hell itself. I've sat in church all these years and I've never asked you to forgive me of my sins and never invited you in my heart. Lord, I need to right now. Amen. You may not make it home. That lady was there Monday morning. She was buzzing to work, praise God, running through the fog. And all of a sudden, there's a dump truck stalled in the road and she's gone. Gone out of here to eternity. I hope she is saved. Amen. Sometimes there's not time. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, but preacher, when I get old and feeble and I'm on my deathbed, I'll ask Jesus to forgive me. I'll get saved. No, you won't. You'll send away your day of grace and you'll die and go to hell. It's happening every day all around us. But we've got so much to be thankful for because Jesus offers salvation, praise God, today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day that we get in. Today's the day that we believe on Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Praise God. That we enter into this everlasting life. He said he hath everlasting life. That's present tense also. Amen. Present tense. Hath everlasting life. Praise God. So, but Christ paid our sin debt on Calvary. Amen. So what does that mean to you and me? That means that Jesus Christ took our sins and he was judged in our place. Amen? And he passed the test. See, he was 100%. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I. He didn't deserve to die. You and I do. You're a preacher, I wouldn't say that. Yet we're sinners. We're just a vile, wicked things, praise God, that needs some help. Amen, praise God. But he tells us here that a believer will not come into condemnation. Will not come into condemnation. We'll not come into judgment. Praise the Lord. The believer is going to be kept out of judgment. They're going to be kept out of condemnation. Praise God. So we don't have to go through that. Said he was passed from death unto life. In the present tense, right now. Look at 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 18. Listen to what he says. He said, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison." Praise God. Said he died once and for all for me and you. He didn't die once and then have to die again and have to die again. Amen. He said that we're saved. He said those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, believe on the Father and the Son, have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation because they've been saved, born again, present tense. Praise God. And Jesus, hey, you say, "Well, preacher, what if I get lost again?" Praise God, you'll probably get plucked out of here and taken on out of here so you don't bring a reproach on God's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you truly get born again, receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, amen, you'll be saved. You won't come into condemnation. Amen. You won't, praise God, you won't have to stand before the judge. You'll stand before the judgment, but not the great white throne judgment, to give an account for your sinfulness, for your rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. But you're saved by the marvelous grace of God. It's past tense. Amen. We ought to get a hold of that. It's praise God, we are saved. Amen. Saved in everlasting life. Hath everlasting life. I don't understand what part of that don't we understand? That's life that doesn't end. That's life that lasts forever. That's life that's continuous. Amen. Praise God. When the life's breath leaves us here, the next thing we take over in glory. I believe when, praise God, we'll pass through the gate, there'll be a big shout going out with that first one. Amen. That first good breath from heaven, praise God, we'll be shouting the praises of God throughout the ages. But Peter says, praise God, he said, "He that knew no sin," praise God, hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Who's that? That's me and you. The just for me and you. He suffered for us. Praise God. So that we can be free from sin. Look over in Hebrews. Look at Hebrews chapter number 9. While we're over this far, Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 23. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 23. He said, "It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices in these." Now, he's talking about the law and the patterns, the things that they had. Amen? But listen to what he says, verse 24. He said, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God, for who? For us." Us who? Us who's been saved, born again. Who's entered into everlasting life. He said, nor yet that he should offer himself. Now watch this. "Often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Amen. Said he didn't do it and then do it again and do it again and do it again, praise God. No, he did it one time for salvation. Amen. It bothers me if people think that you can be saved today and lost tomorrow and saved again, lost and saved and lost, and Jesus had to die again for your sins. But I want to say, praise God, his death, his atonement was satisfactory to pay the price, the penalty of your sins. You know what the problem is with us? We're such great sinners, praise God. It's hard to believe that Jesus Christ could die and cover all of our wicked sins. Amen. Because we're so bad. We're so awful. Well, the preacher, I wouldn't say that. Well, we are. Amen. We just go, hey, it's time to be honest. At least we're going to be honest with ourselves. Amen. Just say how sorry no account we are, how we mess up all the time. And the only hope that we have is in Christ our Lord. He'll help us if we'll let Him. Praise God. For then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of His sin. Now watch this. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, he said that when we see Him again, there's going to be without, not sin, but it's going to be for salvation. Praise God. It'll be the finished product, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, because of Him, because of His death, burial, and His resurrection, we've been freed from sin. Amen. Been freed from sin. He said, we've been freed from the power of sin, verse number 24. Praise God. He said, we've been saved from the, freed from the penalty of sin, verse 26. And He said, one day, praise God, we're going to be, set free from the, very presence of sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It don't get no better than that. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying we have so much to be thankful for tonight. The Lord has been so good to He's given us. He's offered us so much. And Jesus says, hey, listen, fellas, you just ain't getting it. He said, the Father loved me and He sent me here to die for your sins, to be that perpetuation of sin for the world. Praise God. And you reject me, you deny me. Amen. He said, you ought to be thankful. You ought to be praising. You ought to say, hey, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus Christ came. He loved, He lived, He died. He said, it is appointed a man once to die. But after this, the judgment. We need to understand which judgment we're going to stand at. He said, there'll be a judgment seat of Christ for rewards and our inheritance. Or He said, there'll be a judgment of the great white throne judgment where they'll be judged for their sins and sinfulness. Amen. And cast into the lake of fire. Wouldn't it be awful to come up out of an awful burning hell? Stand before God, look around, see all the people that you've known and loved maybe, and then He'd say, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Man, sinfulness. You never received what God, you never received the gift that God had to give to you. Oh, young, we've got so much to be thankful for in Jesus Christ our Savior. We ought to be thankful, praise God. We ought to be praising Him every day. That He was that propitiation for our sin. He was that price that was paid. That through Him, praise God, we can say that there is no condemnation. No judgment for us. Let me read that one more time. Verse 24, John chapter 5. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, or of a truth, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, that's where knowledge comes in, and believeth, that's where faith comes in, on him that sent me, that's where God comes in. Amen. Hath everlasting life. That's where new hope comes in. That's where assurance comes in. Amen. Not a sometime faith, not a might be faith, but a salvation today. He said, but is passed, present tense, from death unto life. Praise God. You know what people tell me all the time? Say, well, preacher, I just don't feel saved. Let me just tell you something. It's not a feeling. Amen. Praise. It's something that God said we could have, and we take it on faith, believing it. Your feelings will let you down. Your feelings will deceive you. Your feelings will drop you off by the side of the road. Amen. Faith, feeling, and fact. Praise God. That's what we have. We have faith, we have feeling, but we have the facts, the Word of God, that Jesus Christ loved us and He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He rose again the third day according to, because God said so. If God said so, we can believe it. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Well, if God said it, then we ought to believe it. God said, He said, whoever hears and believes, hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Praise God. We've been set free from that judgment that's coming. There's a lot of folks in this world that's going to stand before that great white throne judgment and have to give an account. And they're going to say, well, Lord, you know, I did this and I done that. You know, done it for you. Amen. And he's going to look in the book of life and in the other book where he keeps all the records. And he said, yeah, but you didn't do it for me. You done it for your own self. You're trying to be self-preserving. And not putting your faith and trust in me. Said you never believed on the Son of God. And you've condemned yourself. Amen. Unto a devil's hell. To the lake of fire at that point. To burn forever and never be consumed. The worst part of that would be alienated from the presence of God forever. Amen. Never have another opportunity. Amen. To be saved. But I'm glad today. We have so much to be thankful for because God Almighty made provision through Jesus Christ our Lord. And He said, hey, listen, He said, the Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Amen. He's still working for you and I today from the right hand of the Father in heaven to make intercession for us, to intercede for us so that through Him we might have all the benefits of glory today. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. We do have so much to be thankful for. Praise His holy name. Amen. Stand with me tonight. I hope we've said something to encourage your heart. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the hope and the help we have, the confidence, not in me, but in Him. Confidence in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.